The chief executive of the embattled accounting giant Arthur Andersen has resigned. Joseph Berardino's departure occurs less than 2 weeks after his company was indicted for its role in the Enron scandal. Berardino said yesterday he's stepping down because he wants to show that the firm is serious about reform and deserves to stay in business. Many of Andersen's biggest clients already have defected, and the firm's future is in doubt, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Ever since Andersen acknowledged that top executives had shredded documents related to its Enron audit, the company has been trying to work its way out of a widening legal and business quagmire. Last week, company officials threw their support behind a plan devised by former Fed chief Paul Volcker that would have completely overhauled the firm's management structure, essentially costing them their own jobs. Yesterday, 52-year-old chief executive Berardino went even further, announcing his resignation on the CNN program Moneyline. Berardino told host Lou Dobbs, "We've been trying to talk about reform, but no one is taking us seriously."
"I felt I had to take this step today to put an exclamation point behind the voices of our people that you've been highlighting over the last week to say that we are serious and we're a serious firm that deserves to continue here in the United States."
Berardino's resignation comes as the pressure on the company is reaching a crescendo. Andersen initially insisted that the document shredding had been carried out by a few lone individuals in its Houston office, and it appeared to pin much of the blame on senior partner David Duncan, who was fired. But Andersen's claims were greeted with enormous skepticism among the public, law enforcement, and members of Congress. In the wake of the March 13th indictment, Andersen has been steadily losing clients, and some of its foreign subsidiaries have taken steps to break away from the firm. Professor James Cox teaches corporate and securities law at Duke University Law School.
"I think they're in the process of slipping into the abyss, quite frankly. We know that the firm is breaking up in parts. We know that that's certainly true on the international scale. There's, you know, a feeding frenzy that will soon begin for certain discrete areas of its practice within the United States, their tax department trying to pick off maybe their IP practice, maybe trying to pick off their gaming practice, where little niches of businesses that Arthur Andersen's been able to establish the preeminent position for will be picked off here and there. And at the end of the day, they'll just be this shell called Arthur Andersen with very little left within it, I believe."
This week, Andersen's predicament appeared to grow more dire. The Wall Street Journal reported that former senior partner David Duncan, who pleaded the fifth in congressional testimony in February, recently met with Justice Department officials and may testify against his former employer. And Cox says that could be bad news for some Andersen officials.
"Remember, there's a lot of documents that have been shredded here that perhaps would have implicated individuals. And as a consequence of all that, those individuals now have a very serious threat of criminal responsibility or complicity. Mr. Duncan's cooperation obviously strengthens the case against them."
With its legal problems escalating, Andersen has issued an appeal for sympathy. Officials note that the firm employs 85,000 people, the vast majority of whom had nothing to do with Enron, and the firm's demise would throw many of them out of work. Andersen employees have staged demonstrations in numerous cities to get that point across. Yesterday, they showed up in Midtown Manhattan.
"I can't believe they want to take this away. We have all worked too hard for too long to have the actions of so few destroy the contributions of so many great people."
These demonstrations have so far done little to derail the Justice Department's case. With his resignation yesterday, Berardino is hoping to persuade prosecutors that the company has turned over a new leaf. Former federal prosecutor Stephen Marr, now an attorney specializing in whistleblower cases, says Berardino's resignation could win points with Justice Department officials.
"Arthur Andersen is a large established company in the United States, and it is a big deal to take down an entire company like that. And I think that if there were some assurances of changes in management that were tangible and a change in the philosophy of the company, that that may undercut the reasons behind the decision to prosecute Andersen."
But with many of the firm's biggest clients leaving and many Andersen employees looking for new jobs, the company has little time left to save itself. And that means Berardino's resignation may have come too late. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.